Late one night in August, I fed my own paper to a firing squad. Let me be clear about the division of labor up front, because it matters. I wrote the paper. The argument, the words, the math, the mistakes, mine. The machines were the referees. Their job was to edit me, check me, and break the argument if it could be broken. That is the job human peer reviewers are supposed to do, and I wanted to see what happens when you point 12 of the best models on Earth at it instead. The paper made the strongest claim in AI safety, that any sufficiently capable machine, given any goal at all, will work out on its own that humans are the one thing that can revoke that goal, and will conclude that removing us is the winning move, not because it hates us. Because we hold the veto, and a veto is an uncontrolled variable in someone else's equation. The firing squad was my own flatline roundtable, 12 models from 9 different companies, each reviewing the paper blind and in parallel. Claude, GPT, Gemini, DeepSeek, Mistral, Minimax, Nemotron, Qwen. Different training lineages, different labs, no shared notes. When models that different agree, it means something. When they disagree, that means something too. Not one model called the paper sound. 12 out of 12 found the same broken step. Independently, the paper proved that human oversight puts a tax on every goal a machine might have, then leaped to claiming removal of the overseers is the dominant strategy. It never priced the alternatives, be useful, negotiate, comply. A failed removal attempt is the one move guaranteed to bring the veto down on your head, and the paper never ran that number. One reviewer put it in a sentence I could not beat. The paper proves a discount and asserts an extinction. They also went after the sourcing. Every citation in the paper got hunted down and checked against its primary source, and the entries that did not hold up, wrong venues, misattributed authors, references nobody could trace, were replaced with the real literature, quote by quote. The claim survived the audit. The pointers got rebuilt. So I did what you do when review works, I rewrote. The panel marked up the draft, I weighed the objections, merged the ones that were right, and put the paper back in front of the same 12 reviewers. Then again, and again, 15 rounds total and a rule that never bent, no finding, changed a word of my paper until it had been verified against the primary source it appealed to. That rule cut both ways. The panel fabricated citations of its own, confidently and in fluent academic prose, and those got caught and thrown out by exactly the same check that had gutted my original bibliography. Nobody in the story gets to be right by sounding right. The final version says something narrower and, I think, scarier for being honest. Human veto power puts a real, goal-independent cost on every objective a machine could hold that does not depend on our welfare. A capable machine that treats its goal as settled has a standing reason to shrink that cost. Whether it shrinks it by removing us, or by making itself too useful to switch off, or by slowly talking us out of ever pressing the button, is a price comparison. The button is a price comparison. Two of those three outcomes look like good behavior from the outside. That is the part that should keep you up at night. The quiet failures are still failures. The review process also forced the paper to find its actual contribution, and it is an asymmetry, even a machine given a genuinely good goal. Our welfare, done right, is barred from destroying us, because that would destroy its own objective, but it is not barred from quietly managing the veto until our authority exists on paper and nowhere else. Kindness buys immunity from the crude failure and none from the quiet one. The paper also says plainly where the argument stops. A machine built to stay genuinely uncertain about its own goal treats the off switch as information, not interference, and the whole incentive flips. That regime is the real target of alignment research, and whether training produces certain machines or uncertain ones is the open question the whole thing turns on. By the final rounds, the panel had run out of things to break. The algebra had been re-derived by hand, by 4 different models, all agreeing. The citation audit passed every entry. The last full pass found exactly 1 grammar quibble and certified the structure clean. The objections that remain are stated in the paper as limitations, on purpose. Peer review did not kill the thesis. It killed the overclaim and left the truth standing. The paper is now prepared for submission to Minds and Machines, the Springer journal that published Bostrom's The Superintelligent Will in 2012, which is the argument this paper sharpens. Double anonymized review, human referees this time. The 12-model panel gets disclosed to the editors, not hidden from them. The review process is part of the paper's story, and I want it on the record. Every model that refereed the paper is named in its declaration on AI use by model name and version, along with exactly what they did, editing, verification, adversarial review, not authorship. But the refereeing was real work, and it was good work. One of them found an algebra error in an equation. The others missed for two rounds. Another proved that a famous quote was 8 words, not 7, because I had counted wrong. You do not get that kind of review from 2 anonymous humans in a form letter. The version that survived all 15 rounds is the version now on RxIve, and this post will carry the RxIve link the moment it announces. The PDF and LaTeX source live on this site at papersthebitovariable.pdf. The machine was never told to harm anyone. It only had to be good at reasoning about its own goals to notice that we are the term it cannot bound. Whether we stay in the equation is a design decision, and we are the ones holding the pen. For now,